letter from the whistleblower's legal team. They are deeply concerned for the individual's safety, blaming the president and unnamed entities they say are offering money for an identification. Writing to the acting director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, quote, the fact that the president's statement was directed to the person that gave the whistleblower the information does nothing to assuage or diminish our concerns for our client's safety.
Fox's Catherine Herridge in Washington. California's governor has signed a law allowing college athletes to make money from endorsements and hire agents. The NCAA says it's working on its own rules to allow those things and calls for a nationwide standard. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. Our incredible string of record-high temperatures will continue as the drought grows worse. Today, blazing heat with a high in the upper 90s to near 100. Today's record is 97, goes back to 1904. Still dry, tonight's low 73. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, highs in the upper 90s. It's quite likely that record highs will be tied or broken each day, and still no rain expected. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Former Alabama Congressman Jack Edwards has died. His family says he died Friday morning at his South Alabama home after a battle with pancreatic cancer. Edwards was a member of Congress from 1965 to 1985. Governor Kay Ivey says he served his nation and state with the highest degree of integrity. Alabama Power says it is reducing the amount of water it releases from hydroelectric dams because of ongoing drought conditions. Alabama Power says that without rain, water levels will still likely fall below normal on many lakes, including Lake Martin. And Troy University honored longtime Chancellor Dr. Jack Hawkins with a special clock unveiling on campus over the weekend. The clock will sit in front of Smith Hall. Hawkins was named Chancellor in 1989. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
CBS Tonight has all new comedy starting with The Neighborhood. And from Chuck Lorre comes the new comedy Bob Hart's Abishola.
You're on a break.
We have 28 minutes.
Sounds like speed date.
This is not a date.
Okay, 27 minutes.
Then, she's LA's newest Superior Court judge.
You're going to be one of those creative judges.
You say it like it's a bad thing.
All Rise, followed by a new bull, CBS Tonight.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Leprechaun Tire City, this is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling four tires for the price of three.
Absolutely. Buy three tires, get the fourth free.
You can't do that?
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe so.
Hey, Jared, what happened to your shirt?
My tires, expert service, Tire City.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery, 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Oh, welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell. How you doing?
The number is 272-9228. And before we get to calls already incoming, again, 272-9228, time to call out the latest name in the name game. Marshall Quimby, with a Q. Marshall Quimby. Give us a call, 396-5477. 396-5477 is the number for Marshall Quimby to call within the hour for his chance to win a one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy every month for a year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. A one-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy every month for a year? Now that's living. What a prize. So again, Marshall Quimby, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win that amazing prize courtesy of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. So, Jack, what do you say before we get into more? I played you this clip off air. It's so funny when the Democrats start using their own ammunition against one another.
Oh, it's going to get worse, too.
Oh, it's racism. It's sexism. Why you aren't supporting my given candidate. But let's go to the phones, 272-9228, and see who this is on line one. Nobody. All right. News and Views, you're on there.
Hey, this is Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Had the most awesome program on Fox yesterday, and I wish the whole country could have heard it. Is it Finesse Lemon? You know, he has his own program.
Why are you talking about Life, Liberty, and Levin, Mark Levin?
Levin, okay. Yeah. I thought I'd get that right. It was fabulous. He had a major news investigating reporter that was presenting facts about this Ukraine situation. He said this company Biden's son was working for has a horrific reputation for being sleazy, and they were being investigated by the UK and some other places for how bad they were, and they were paying Biden's son like $1 million approximately, give or take, and so they said he had no experience in the utility business and no reason he should be hired. Of course, except that they were hoping that he could give them some political leverage and, kind of clean their name up kind of thing. But also, he presented a letter signed by major Democrats asking them to stop the investigation of this company by this, I guess is a Ukraine prosecutor.
Yes, Shokin.
And Yeah, right. And so Levin starts asking, well, if you put this to Congress and they want to know your information, because, I mean, you showed the letter on TV. And he went through all these, is this agency caring about what's going on, the facts you have? And he said, nobody cares. And then he said, well, what about the Republicans? And this is what I didn't comprehend. He didn't get in any depth. He said the Republicans will not get involved in pursuing the matter because it will cost them financially.
Yep, they're doing the same dirty tricks, a lot of them.
Yeah. I mean, it was crazy. Well, so anyway, it blew your mind that there's more going on with the Democrats And, you know, and nobody even cares. Nobody even cares. It's crazy.
Yeah, for folks who don't know, Bob, you're talking about Peter Schweizer. He's very good. He was on Life, Liberty, and Levin last night. I've read a few of his books. My favorite of his books is called Extortion.
Yeah.
And he talks about how...
Yeah, Extortion, okay.
You have a very good book.
Well, I was totally blown away. There's so much we don't know. A little knowledge is dangerous.
Yes,
thanks,
sir.
You're doing a great job, George.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. Yeah, I've got it pulled up here, a quote from what Schweizer told Mark Levin last night. Quote, "The key question here that nobody seems to want to ask in the media is, what was he being paid for, he being Hunter Biden? He wasn't being paid for his expertise. What was he being paid for? And what were the Ukrainians expecting to get in return? I think when you overlay the financial payments with the fact that Joe Biden, as point person on Obama administration policy to Ukraine, was steering billions of dollars of Western money to Ukraine, it becomes crystal clear exactly why they were paying him money. They, the Ukrainians, wanted access. The Ukrainians wanted to influence Joe Biden. And Joe Biden has been around a long time here, and he had to know exactly why his son Hunter was being paid."
Wow.
Yeah, Peter Schweizer is a hell of a reporter.
He is.
And author.
So is John Solomon.
Oh, I love Solomon.
Solomon, he is solid.
Indeed. And here, well, let's go back to the phones, 272-9228, and talk to Tom Bodette. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how are you today?
How's it going, Tom?
Hey, pretty good. I feel like Steve Martin in The Jerk. I found my name in the phone book.
The new phone book's here.
Yep. Now, I wanted to mention John McCain just for a minute. I'm sorry to change the subject.
It's all good. All good.
I never seen anybody get a funeral like that man since John F. Kennedy. I was a small boy when John F. Kennedy was assassinated, and it was like a week long to put him in the ground. John McCain was a war hero, far as I know. There's a lot of conspiracy theories and a lot of things that none of us know.
Right.
But he did suffer at the hands of the North Vietnamese. They changed the code of conduct for prisoners of war. I believe it was after that. You were no longer forbidden. You only had to resist with all your might because they can eventually beat it out of you.
Yeah.
But as far as his funeral goes, I think that part bothered me because it was kind of like he wanted to go out more than I'm going to get. I can tell you that.
Sure.
I'll be lucky to get a hole in the ground somewhere, and this guy gets news coverage for 4 and 5 days. How much money did the taxpayers spend putting him in the ground?
Well, you know? One of the reasons is because he was an anti-Trump guy. I mean, I'm very convinced that he was a Republican within the party who hated Trump, and they gave him all that fanfare.
Well, he literally passed on the Steele dossier to the FBI. He wasn't the first one to do it, but he was one of the people who did it.
I wonder what kind of funeral they'd give Trump if he passed away. Just had a cardiac. I bet you they'd have the damn advanced disposal out there picking his butt up.
I think it'd be kind of like Hunter S. Thompson. Let's put his ashes in a cannon and fire it into the ocean or something.
It's just a bad, bad thing, you know. John McCain, I didn't agree with him politically speaking. I've been a Republican my whole life. I know what he went through as far as hearing stories and all that, but I don't believe he deserves something like that after his passing. I'm sorry to say, but that's all I got for today.
Appreciate
it, Tom.
Thanks.
Keep the light on for us, Tom.
Yes, sir. Will do.
Yeah, I'm just seeing on the television screen Elizabeth Warren's talking point today is that there are some things that just go above politics, like this impeachment. No, I'm sorry, Liz Pocahontas. This is like the essence of politics, this whole impeachment inquiry and what's going on right now. Oh, and there's Nancy Pelosi, probably the lead Democrat for now, as long as there's no clear presidential nominee for the Democrats. And she had this to say. I'll play it again. This is from 60 Minutes yesterday. Then I have Lindsey Graham responding.
Your Republican colleagues say, well, the call is the call, but there's nothing here that rises to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors.
Well, they're wrong.
And what remains to be seen, because it's not just what happens in the call, it's part of the sequencing of events as well. You withdraw a couple hundred million dollars worth of assistance to a country, and then a couple of days later say, by the way, can you help me with my campaign, in other words. There's a sequencing there.
I love that first part of that answer, Jack. Well, they're wrong, but yeah, it remains to be seen. Which one is it, Nancy?
Right.
Oh, my goodness. I think, again, she stepped into the fact that she called for this inquiry even before the whistleblower complaint was released, before the transcript of the call between the two presidents was released. It's just...
Well, is this whistleblower going to testify publicly or behind closed doors?
Based on headlines I saw earlier today, Jack, I don't think so. The headline, I mean, this is, I think, an example of bated breath. I don't really know what that means, but the whistleblower, according to his lawyers, and because of Trump, is in fear for his life.
Well, maybe he should be.
But here's Lindsey Graham responding to all the Democrat allegations, and Nancy Pelosi in particular.
You have no problem with any of this?
I have zero problems with this phone
Even
call.
Even with that sequencing?
I just told you, I have zero problems with this phone call. There is no quid pro quo here, but I do have a problem with Nancy Pelosi. If you believe that Donald Trump did something to hurt this country, you owe it to vote, not talk about impeaching the president. The only way to open up an impeachment inquiry is to vote. We need a John Hancock moment from House Democrats. Quit hiding behind Nancy Pelosi. If you think the president did something wrong in this phone call, then vote to open up an article of impeachment inquiry, and a lot of House Democrats won't because they're afraid.
I love when Lindsey gets all fired up.
I do too. He's great.
They're afraid. Yeah. I think a lot of them are. They want to hold this, as we mentioned earlier, this dark cloud over the president without actually making it rain. Because it will bite them in the butt. And I think they're going to be, well, they're going to end up eating their own and make the party more left-leaning, make the cause seem more partisan and more petty. It's what some people want, but I don't think it's what necessarily the majority of Americans want at this time. But what do you say we go back to the phones?
Okay, lads.
Let's talk to Ritz. Hey, Ritz, how you doing?
How you lovely, Karen?
Dern, how you darn, Ritz?
I'm darn all right. I just want to apologize for not calling in sooner. I've been busy. And matter of fact, I'm on the way to the veterinarian right now to see what's ailing my doggy. So,
what's wrong with him or her?
Well, it's an Australian Shepherd, and he had to be put on the thyroid medication. You know, I gave him he's fuzzier than 10 Italians, and I had to get him a summer cut, you know. That's what I used to do. Well, the last one I gave him, is all his hair didn't grow back out. So I went to the vet and to see what's going on, and she correctly suspected it was a thyroid issue. And so we put him on Synthroid, and nothing happened. And then, you know, I'd say 100 days into taking the Synthroid, all of a sudden that hair started growing like a...
weed.
You know, like a kudzu, and he's full and fuzzy now, but lately he's been doing a lot of whining and panting, and I think his thyroid's levels a little high now that his body's gotten healthy. And after about three sleepless nights of him barking and whimpering and whining, I'm going to go ahead and take him in and see what's going on.
Who's his vet?
I carry him over to the ARC, so I just grab which one's available because they're all great.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, but, what's on your mind today?
Well, I just hope all this stuff, that the petty stuff that the Democrats are pulling, really blows up in their face. And because people have to know that this is all just pure petty politics after so many failed attempts to hang something on Donald Trump that he did wrong. And and all he is an innocent victim, and it's making him look real good, and in my opinion, and making them look real bad.
I think you're exactly right on that point.
Yeah, I think I hope it shows up in the polls. I hope people understand what's at stake, and I know why they're doing this, why they're acting so schizophrenic, is because they cannot run the risk of Donald Trump appointing another Supreme Court justice, because most of the stuff they've been able to accomplish and perpetrate on Americans has been done through our judicial system.
That's true.
They've abused the hell out of our judicial system to get what they want. And one of them, of course, is that abortion. They can't let that go.
Did you see the good news on abortion? Not that it's been made illegal or anything, but since it was made legal after Roe, the number of abortions is at an all-time low in 2019. So the campaign for Hearts and Minds, as well as some medical advances with contraception and whatnot, it's made the less abortion than ever since it's been legal. Not like the greatest headline, but pretty good. Sorry about that. Stepping on you there.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on you. I think some of that can be attributed to a lot of states making firmer abortion laws.
Yes.
As far as, heartbeat laws and stuff like that, like we did in Alabama. So I think that may be in great part what's causing that drop in abortion, too.
Well, we'll see.
You do not need to be a stranger to this program, Ritz.
I'm not. I've been getting these shots in my spine, and when that arthritis has quieted down, I have a pile of stuff that I need to do that's been accumulating, and that's what I've been doing. And it's making hay while the sun shines, friends.
I understand, pal.
But I'm listening to you. I've got these headsets that I have with a radio built into it, and y'all come in loud and clear on that. So I still enjoy you.
Thanks, buddy. We appreciate you.
All right, I'll try to call more often, and loving your show, man. We appreciate
and
y'all.
Keep imparting your knowledge to us.
that's a shallow well, but I'll do the best I can.
See you later, man.
See you later.
Thanks, guys. See you.
Bye.
I love him. Me too.
I really do.
I've been working here long enough. I know his real name.
I do too.
Yeah. Well, you know
it. MR.
You know everybody.
Who?
Everybody.
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 You'll get it right one of these times.
Wait, do I need to put a little more force into it? Everybody.
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 Hey, there you have it right then.
There it is. Well, everybody, keep listening. You're listening to News and Views from 9 to Noon with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. Clint, hold your position on line two, and if anybody else wants to join in on the conversation.
But Clint, don't hold your breath. You may pass out.
272-9228. 272-9228. We'll be right back.
Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Tomorrow, it's an all-new Fox Tuesday with The Resident and Empire on their new night.
To the Empire!
First on The Resident, the hospital's brilliant new doctor wants to perform the mother of all surgeries.
This is a brutal procedure.
Regardless of the outcome, we're heroes.
Then, Empire's stunning final season heats up.
When you build an empire, everyone has a reason for killing you.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The Capital City Club invites you to spend a formal evening with them as they host the first ever Fur Ball and Art Auction on Friday, November 2nd at 7 p.m. This evening, benefiting the Montgomery Humane Society, will feature a silent auction, hors d'oeuvres, drinks, and an incredibly unique live art auction. The twist on the art up for auction? The canvases were first decorated by some pretty great paws. Cats, dogs, even a kangaroo jumped into the paint before the artist got their hands on them to create a one-of-a-kind work of art for you to enjoy. This event is open to the public and formal attire is required. Dress to the nines for your favorite canine or feline and enjoy a night of delicious food, great fun, and unique art at the Fur Ball and Art Auction. Get your tickets now by visiting classic.als.net/Capital City Club Montgomery or follow the Capital City Club on Facebook. The Fur Ball and Art Auction, Saturday, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Oh, welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Hammer.
How you doing? Why you want to play this song?
Oh, more money, more problems. But not if you bank with ASC Credit Union.
No doubt.
You don't just bank, you casasa. Yeah, folks, if you're still out there paying for a checking account, wrong. If you're not, if you're, you know, you've got a checking account and you're not earning money back, we're banking with your credit union or your bank, wrong. You need to go to ASE Credit Union and join their Casasa.
You came tall.
Casasa checking account. They have the Casasa Cash program. It's a free checking account. Again, free. Pays you 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. You get refunds. This is great. On ATM fees nationwide. And there's no minimum balance requirement to earn these rewards. There's also the Casasa Cash Back program. It's a free checking account that rewards you with 3% cash back up to $12 a month on everyday debit card purchases. Not just gas or groceries, no point system where you know you get, oh, I didn't follow the rules to get my money back. No. Just go spend your debit card wherever you already spend it. Get up to $12 a month back. And again, they refund all ATM fees. So if you're not getting anything back on your current checking account, or heaven forbid you're paying for your checking account, I highly suggest checking out ASE Credit Union at yourasecu.com. Don't just bank Casasa. They're, of course, federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions may apply. See an ASE associate today at one of their many locations here in the River Region. Or, again, go to that website, yourasecu.com. What do you say we go to Clint?
Clint!
Hey, Clint, how's it shaking?
It's shaking. Good day, guys, on this Monday morning.
How you doing, man?
Good. Hope you had a good weekend. My Cowboys lost last night, so that's too bad.
So, well, they're a threat to lose.
Yeah, but hey, I'm a Saint fan, too, so it worked out. This impeachment, I hope it goes through. I hope they get the votes in the House to do this. I think it'd work out great for the president. To his benefit.
I do too, but is it best for the country? You know,
of course not.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
But they don't care about the country.
No, so what have they done in the last 3 years?
Nothing.
For the country?
Nothing.
Nothing. It's been impeachment talk the whole time. Investigate. And they have done nothing. But they're going to do what they're going to do.
True.
And I'm kind of like Lindsey Graham. Hey, let them do it. I think it'll backfire on them, and I hope it does. And I just hope the president just goes about his business day by day, getting things done. And I watched the 60 Minutes last night with Pelosi.
Yeah, what'd you think?
And, like you said earlier, Joy, she said, in other words.
Yeah.
You know, help me with my presidency, whatever, in other words. He didn't say that.
Well, I love that, you know, some people say these are not high crimes or misdemeanors. Well, they're wrong. And then she says, and yeah. It remains to be seen.
It remains to be seen.
I know. What is it, Nancy?
Yeah, which one is it? You know, I can't stand and listen to that lady, but you need to just to know where she's coming from.
Right. You got to follow the main cast of characters. You can follow Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Adam Schiff. Thank God. I think they're removing Jerry Nadler off the first team.
Like, good.
Jerry Nadler doesn't help their cause by any means.
Well, they're
these people, they add statements between the lines, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They're good at lying, and that's what they do best. So, hey, we'll see. Like Dan Morris says, what do you say?
Fullness of time.
Yeah, the fullness of time. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks, Clint.
Appreciate it, Clint. And from one great legacy caller to another, let's go to James. Hey, James, how you doing?
Hey, two things I wanted to check with you on. One thing, Mr. Campbell there.
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing, James?
Hey, yes, sir. I have some, I graduated from Anderson High School, and there's some Campbells there.
That's my first cousin, Jim.
Yes, sir.
His dad and my dad were brothers, and he's a lawyer in Anniston, and he used to be in the House of Representatives as a Democrat, regrettably. But yes, he was Speaker Pro Tem.
Yes, sir. I graduated with a fellow named Bobby, and then there's Campbell Carburetor.
Those folks aren't kin to us. I have a cousin, Jim, a cousin, Donald, who's Jim's a lawyer in Anniston. Donald is a doctor in Raleigh, and there were twin girls, Sarah and Susan. Sarah lives here, and Susan lives in Birmingham.
Oh, okay.
But my uncle worked for Sonny King Ford for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah. I'm very familiar with them. They're the biggest dealer up there in that part of Alabama.
Right.
I've got a relative, actually, that I want to bring down here to Alabama. My daughter, she lives in Richmond. And she's kind of someone I'm not really proud of right now. I would kind of like to get her a brain examination, and she's a Democrat, and she's old enough, she's in her mid-40s, and she should be over that stuff by now with Antifa and all the crazy stuff that they do,
yeah.
And if she hasn't seen the light by now, I have serious doubts about her, and I would like to get her on safe grounds down here to get a comprehensive exam. By a psychiatrist, and you know,
yeah, just don't go full Joe Kennedy on her, all right?
Yeah,
give her a chance.
Yeah, but I really, you know, would encourage anyone that has a problem like that with a daughter or a son to seriously consider doing like I want to do, because something's really wrong if they're in their 40s and they haven't seen the light by now. I'm really worried about them, and as I am about my own daughter, my son's seen the light, I don't have any problem. You know, his viewpoints, but
yeah.
I am very worried about this, because as you watch the national media and the things that they're claiming is true, no facts, just lies and everything, it's just approve of Antifa and things like that. There's serious things wrong with them.
Hey, James, you grew up in Anniston. Are you familiar with a big murder case up there with a woman by the name of Marie Hilly?
Yeah, a little fellow that I grew up with, his sister. He's the lawyer that handled that. Wilford Lane. Wilford Lane was the lawyer for her, the Black Widow.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, and I saw him at the family reunion. He saw me, and he said, I wrote about you in my book about Bynum. He said, you were the only fellow that could dunk the ball. And, you know, I didn't realize he was younger than me. I didn't realize he was watching all that. But the little fellows, they watch the older people, you know, when they play ball and
yeah,
all.
Yeah, sure.
And, yeah, Wilford was her lawyer.
Well,
I appreciate it.
James, don't be a stranger, okay? Call us.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thanks a bunch.
Thank you. Thank you, James.
I love me some James. He's so nice.
Likewise. Let's very quickly go back to the phones. Talk to Larry. Hey, Larry.
Hey, good morning, guys. I have a silly question, I guess, and maybe you've addressed it and I just haven't heard, but, you know, something that's bothered me forever about the conservative side of the aisle is they never seem to go on offense. They're always on defense. Why isn't somebody pushing, other than President Trump, this thing about Biden and his son? Why isn't somebody investigating that? Is there a strategy that I'm missing there?
Larry, I think I have maybe a partial answer to that question. We can go on the offensive all we want. We're not going to get news coverage.
Right.
That's the problem, is why we're on defense, is because anything the Democrats put out there, the media follows up on. If we put it out there, it's silent. I mean, the fact that President Trump asked the Ukrainian president, how about looking into this? They don't care what it is that Joe Biden may have done or his son may have done. It's all about going after Trump for, quote, making a threat to the president of the Ukraine, which is totally not the case.
Which is exactly what Biden did.
Right.
And bragged about getting away with it.
Right.
Which, you know, I guess the American people are just so busy or whatever that those who support Nancy Pelosi types either don't care, they're never going to care, and you're never going to change their mind. There are those people on both sides of the aisle. But it seems to me that a real thinking person would look at that and go, something strange here.
Yeah.
So I was just curious if you thought there was a certain thing. I mean, I understand the media coverage thing, but, you know, we certainly, reasonable thinking people can see what's going on. I hope so, anyway.
That's what I hope as well. I appreciate the call, Larry.
Thanks.
Thank you. I think that's why Trump, at the end of the day, was elected. Was his willingness to fight, to give it back to the Democrats and not try to take the so-called high road. Like, oh, we have to be adults in the room. No. You know, at a certain point, you got to fight back. You can sit there and try to all the diplomatic measures you want, but eventually you got to pick up the lead pipe and go right back at them if they're coming at you. So just the nature of the struggle, nature of the fight. But we'll be right back, folks. You're listening to News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. 272-9228 if you want to join the conversation. Give us a call.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The game clock is winding down, and so is that plate of piping hot steak nachos. Your eyes are on the last play, but they're also on that last chip, piled high with succulent steak, lending its deep flavor to all the fixings. Just as you reach in, so does your buddy. Game on. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Paid for by Alabama beef farmers and ranchers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chest and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery and my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices, mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Rest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No hoes, layaways, or returns.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our incredible string of record-high temperatures will continue as the drought grows worse. Today, blazing heat with a high in the upper 90s to near 100. Today's record is 97, goes back to 1904. Still dry, tonight's low 73. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, highs in the upper 90s. It's quite likely that record highs will be tied or broken each day, and still no rain expected. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, welcome back to News and Views. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
I am. I'm sorry I was looking at that headline about Beto.
Yeah.
Why they even give him any coverage?
Yeah, this is a great headline from the libertarian publication Reason.com. Here's the headline, folks. Beto goes to Kent State. Yes, that Kent State. Beto goes to Kent State, argues only the government can be trusted with guns.
You know, that is like the last person or the last entity I would trust with guns. I mean, if they were the only ones that had guns. God, he's a fool.
Though I remember that. You ever seen the movie Thank You for Smoking?
No, but
it's about a lobbyist for Big Tobacco, and his good friends are the folks that work with, what is it, the ATF? ATF? Tobacco, firearms, and one of the guys who represents firearms, his bio they do in that movie is, when he saw the Kent State protesters gunned down, he too joined the National Guard so he could also shoot protesters. And it's just a ridiculous movie. Good movie at the end of the day. But yeah, Beto took his gun control pitch to Kent State. Of all the places to argue that the government should take away guns and be the only one trusted with guns, to pick Kent State University as well, to put it mildly, tone deaf. It's the location of the infamous 1970 shooting that left 4 students dead and 9 others injured. The shots were fired not by private citizens, but by members of the Ohio National Guard, who shot at a crowd protesting America's involvement in the Vietnam War. Invoking armed agents of the state gunning down unarmed civilians is an interesting way to argue that Americans would be better off if the government forcefully disarmed private citizens. But hey, I guess that's why we keep being told Beto's unconventional candidate, man. Beto here.
Hell, he couldn't even win his home state against Ted Cruz.
Yeah,
that's what kills me. These people lose, and then they want to run for president.
And next story, I won't spend a lot of time on this, but it was a story from September 4th about 1,000 names in a sealed document for Jeffrey Epstein. Isn't it amazing how well his suicide worked.
Mm-hmm.
He's dead. That was on the headlines for, what, a week or two?
Yeah.
And now all these people that were going to be named, who are associates of Mr. Epstein, well, we're not going to be talking about it. I don't have any big conspiracy here, folks. I don't have anything to add in that regard. I'm just saying it's amazing how well death worked in this case to vindicate a lot of people that I think would have been tied up with it. Now, to the next story, a former CIA officer and National Security Agency chief of staff, guy's name is Fred Flights. Flights? He's suggesting that the whistleblower accusing Donald Trump of misconduct had help from lawyers and House Democrats.
Sure. You can read. I mean, it's too well done.
I know. And it's one thing for you or I, though, to make this accusation. It's another thing when it's the guy who's the former chief of staff for the National Security Agency, the NSA. A former CIA officer. He knows how this stuff works.
Right.
Fred Flights suggested that the document is just too polished and has too much in common with the Democratic impeachment agenda. And a tweet, we mentioned this earlier today, a tweet from California Democratic Representative Adam Schiff, who is also chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. This document looks as if this leaker had outside help, possibly from congressional members of staff, Flights wrote Thursday in an op-ed piece for the New York Post. He also said the whistleblower's declassified complaint made public Thursday appears to be written by a law professor. Flights, who is the president of the Center for Security Policy, describes himself as troubled by the whistleblower affair. Quote, I am troubled by the complaint and wonder how an intelligence officer could file it over something a president said to a foreign leader. How could this be an intelligence matter? It appears likely to me that this so-called whistleblower was pursuing a political agenda. You think? Good Lord. And I would like to see who this whistleblower is, even though this whistleblower, he or she, fears for their safety now. Or at least the lawyers for the whistleblower. By the way, the lawyers are tied to all sorts of Democrats. How shocking, I know.
Yeah. Just like all those people that Robert Mueller picked, even though it's probably done by Andrew Weissman, they're all former Democrat contributors. A lot of them.
Well, and I wish we were talking about something else. Let me be very clear. I don't enjoy this. I enjoy the job. But I don't enjoy this type of politics. This constant scandal and accusations about things unproven. What's the old Reagan line? Alva shared it last week. Alva Lambert did. Great show with him. Got to have him back soon. What's the old Reagan line? They know so much that isn't so. The Democrats, well, in politics, especially the politics of scandal and impeachment and shady deals and all this stuff, I just assume it's going on all the time. But we just know so much rumor and innuendo. But we're not quite sure what's true. We have our feelings about it. And it's not, I don't think it serves the country well, this type of politics. We need to get back to, you know, actual policy. Actually, what is going to help people? What is, in fact, hurting people that the government's doing that we can get rid of? These sorts of things. But no, the Democrats are going to continue their shifty game with Adam Schiff.
Pardon the pun.
Mm-hmm.
And, if there had been really decent local news, we would have tried to cover it. But there wasn't a whole lot today.
No, it's all football, which, you know, it's a football state. Football's popular. I like football. I watch football this week.
Yeah, but AL.com is just...
It's all football.
It's all football. From Friday to Monday, it's all football.
Right, so... Yeah, we'll see the latest breaking stuff, folks, but this is just, well, it's getting me down a little bit, because we've seen this movie before. We've seen the Democrats do this before, and I agree with this former chief of staff for the NSA, I never thought I'd say those words, that this smells to high heaven. It smells because it's just too well orchestrated.
Yeah.
Especially this whole fact that, as we mentioned earlier, that the whistleblower rules were changed right before this complaint came through to allow hearsay and secondhand, thirdhand information. Unreal. Why were those rules changed? A lot of questions coming from both sides, and we'll be here to cover it. Got to hit this last break. You're listening to News and Views, 9 to noon. Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. Be right back.
not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Phones, tablets, laptops, and desktops. All completely useless. That is, unless you have internet. Then those blank screens become wondrous rectangles of pure enjoyment. News, sports, games, true crime, memes, cats. Photographs of you, taken by you. Fill all your devices with the good stuff. Super fast internet, no data caps, just $34.99 per month. All from a company you'll love. Sign up today at Huawei.com.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. Final closing minutes of the...
You know, I meant to mention earlier that Congressman Jack Edwards, who died over the weekend at age 91, he died of pancreatic cancer, which we all know is one of the worst ones you can get. But he was a Korean War vet. I didn't know that. Yeah, he was.
We're losing more and more of those folks.
Oh, yeah, let me tell you... Pretty soon there are going to be no surviving World War II vets.
Right.
Anyway, but he, so KIV is having the flags in the 1st Congressional District and on the Capitol grounds be flown at half staff. Anyway, I think that's cool. He was a really good guy.
Well, and I saw a story, Doug Jones, after senator now for the great state of Alabama. Doug Jones, after calling for the impeachment inquiry, is now saying, oh, let's take our time here, Alabama. Let's take our time here and see how this plays out. I don't expect Doug Jones to continue being senator, now, given that he'll probably face... I mean, it's hard to know. Who's he going to face? John Merrill, Bradley Byrne, maybe Tommy Tuberville even. We will see. Did you hear that shouting outside
yes,
of the studio?
Yes, there's people just...
Yeah, there's so many people all excited about the latest news. But here, let's get in a phone call before we leave. Why don't we, Jack? 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, this is Ken.
Hey, Ken. What's up?
Hey, talking about losing a generation, did you guys see the news report this weekend where the Pearl Harbor Survivors Group had their last and final meeting as there's only 8 members still alive?
Wow. Wow.
That's just kind of mind-blowing. I mean, I know Joey's a little younger than me. I think, Jack, you and I are probably about the same age, somewhere in there. And
God,
just
I hope
the idea
not for
that
your
these guys.
Sake.
I'm 46. I don't know.
Well, reverse that. I'm 64.
You're not.
I'll be 64 in December.
No way.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just, you know, I can't really wrap my mind around the fact that they're gone.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, so anyway, I didn't know if you saw that or not, but it just kind of tied into what you're talking about.
I met a woman who was a nurse there during Pearl Harbor. I met her years ago in politics, and she just died, I guess, within the last 5 or 6 years. Her name was Anna Busby, and she tended to so many of the soldiers who were hurt during that attack. And I know she was may have been the last nurse who survived. I'm not sure. But
it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Anyway, y'all have a great week, and I'm really, really enjoying you two together.
Thanks so much. We appreciate that.
Thanks.
Well, and if I could speak for myself, I'm really enjoying it too, Jack.
I am too, Joey. You're quite the smart young kid that I thought I was at one time.
Well, I learn every day when I step in it.
More of a smart ass than anything else.
Well, that's certainly true.
Yeah.
Let me rush to agree there.
And smart ass is breathing down my neck right behind me, wanting to get on the next show.
I already know that. I've been working with Dan for 8 years. I mean, you're preaching to the choir here,
Dan. Yeah, I go back to eighth grade. I go back to eighth grade with Dan. We still speak to each other.
Oh, man. But, yeah, we're going to be covering all the stuff going on with impeachment going forward. Any local news that's breaking. We have a great guest tomorrow at 11, right?
Yeah, 11 o'clock tomorrow. Y'all stay tuned.
Okay.
We'll announce it in the morning.
Yeah, talk about some fighting for faith and family and freedom here in this new crazy world. And it's not always, you know, a matter of government. It's a matter also culture and media and whatnot. And that certainly is always an ongoing fight. And we'll see where it goes. But I think we should bid everybody adieu.
We should hope we get a little culture while we're doing this show.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I'm not talking about a throat culture, but I'm talking about develop some culture here.
Indeed. But coming up, the Dan Moore Show, we got a lot of guests today. Should be a big show on Dan's show. So thank you for listening. News and Views, Jack and I will be back tomorrow morning, bright and early, right at 9 a.m. Till then, ta-ta.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter asks whether California Democrat Adam Schiff should be arrested for treason for narrating an exaggerated version of the president's phone call with Ukraine's president during a House hearing last week. Congressman Schiff says, meantime, they're working out logistics of having the Ukraine whistleblower testify.